Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the breadth of industries that call it home. But when it's time for your business to make the extraordinary happen, Albert Manero of Limitless Solutions said it best, Orlando is an incredible place for innovation. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Hey, and welcome back to the Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then career coach on the weekends. And today's episode I would consider to be fundamentally important, mostly because I get asked this question what feels like 1,000 times a day. I am constantly being asked in my DMs, in real life, everywhere, how do I start looking for a job? Basically, this episode is for you if you've decided it's time that you're looking for a new opportunity, or maybe it's your first full-time job out of school, and you have no idea where to start, what to do, who to talk to, you're freaking out, to which I say, don't worry, I got you. So grab a coffee, let's get comfortable, and let's talk some careers. Not to toot my own horn, but I kind of feel like this podcast episode is about to be a gold mine. The reason I say that is this episode is going to break down step by step what you need to do to be successful in finding a new job. I don't care if it's your very first full-time job. I don't care if it's your 50th full-time job. This episode is basically a table of contents. I'm going to be referring you to some of my other podcast episodes or my YouTube videos that go really in depth about these topics, but this episode is going to cover the step-by-step foolproof guide to landing a job. Everything from when to update your resume, when to update your LinkedIn, how to network, how to prepare for your interview. This is your roadmap to success. Okay, congrats. You've made the decision that you're looking for a new job or for your first job. I'm very excited for you. The first thing that I want you to do is get really crisp and clear about what you're actually looking for. It's not good enough for you to blindly apply to jobs just because they sound kind of interesting. The reason for this is the more tailored you can make your resume, the more likely it is that you're going to get callbacks and get interviews. So if you have one general resume that you're applying to business analyst, business development, sales, and marketing jobs, you're probably not going to get a callback for any of those. But instead, if you had tailored or customized resumes for each of these core types of jobs that you're interested in, and then you apply using that specific resume for that specific job, odds are you're way more likely to get a callback. So first thing is first, get a little Excel sheet, maybe a notebook, and make a list of all of the jobs that are actually interesting to you. Think of things that you could do 40 hours a week that you might actually enjoy a little bit. And side note, if you're not exactly sure what you'd like to do, I have a whole podcast episode on that, so go listen to it. It'll help you navigate what kinds of careers might be right for you. So now that you have this gorgeous little list of all of the jobs that sound really exciting to you, it's time that you customize your resume. And you might be thinking to yourself, why do I need to customize my resume when I could just have one really good resume? The reason for this is two parts. The first part is that keywords matter. So using keywords that are found in the job descriptions or using keywords that are found on the company's websites, for example, in their values or some of the skills that they're looking for, are really, really going to help you. And the second part is kind of self-explanatory, but it's something that people tend to forget about. It shows that you put effort in. It shows that you didn't just randomly apply to this job on Indeed or didn't randomly apply via email. It shows you actually put some time and some elbow grease into it. So trust me when I say it's worth it. But the question I often get is, how do I customize my resume? My experience doesn't change. How am I supposed to tailor it? And I have a couple of quick little tips for this. The first thing is study the heck out of your job description. So when you found a job that you're interested in, make sure you're reading the skills they're specifically looking for. Have you called out those skills on your resume in a way that's clear and is using the same language that they have? The next thing that you want to pay attention to is your professional summary. So that little blurb that you have at the top of your resume, or even on your cover letter, it depends. You definitely don't need to have both. But wherever you are calling out what your career ambitions are or your highlights of your experience, that's where you want to call it back to that job description. So for example, if a job description is looking for someone who's deeply analytical and wants to develop their career in the data science space, that's what you need to call out either in your cover letter or in your professional summary. So make sure that when you're talking about your career interests and ambitions on paper, they're actually in line with what is listed on the job description or on that company's website. Trust me, it helps you stand out so much. But to be honest, even if you customize your resume, it doesn't matter if your resume sucks. Yep, I said it. You can customize a crappy resume, but then it's just a customized crappy resume. You really want to make sure that your resume nails it on the basics. Is it written well? Is it clear? Is it the right length? What does the format or the design look like? Are you being really strategic about the way that you write your experience so that it puts you in a position of action, that it has data, that it shows results? And all of this might sound really overwhelming. How the heck are you supposed to know what a good resume reads like or what it sounds like? How are you supposed to update this? I honestly could spend hours talking about the details of how to craft a perfect resume, but I don't have to because I already have a podcast episode on that. One of my very first podcast episodes is called What's Wrong with My Resume. Seriously, go listen to that. That is going to teach you the foundations and the basics of a good resume. That's going to set you up for success when it comes to customizing your resume. So make sure you have the foundation really strong before you start getting into the fancy stuff. Next thing you're going to do is update your LinkedIn. And that doesn't just mean you slapping a new profile photo on it and calling it a day. It also doesn't mean that you need to spend 6 hours on LinkedIn interacting with content. There definitely is a middle ground there. You want to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is accurately displaying your experience and is accurately showcasing what you're looking for. How do you do that? It's pretty simple. I know I just ragged on having a photo, but it is actually important. I think it's 6 times more likely to have your profile opened when you have a photo in it. So make sure you have your display picture, a background header, all of that is super helpful. You also want to make sure that you have a really well-written About Me section. The reason the About Me section is so freaking important is it because it calls out what you're looking for. It has so much less to do with it being a summary of your experience. It's not supposed to be a cover letter. Recruiters are really reading your About Me section to understand what you're looking for. So use that as an opportunity to quickly summarize your experience, maybe 3 or 4 sentences, and then use the last couple of sentences calling out the kinds of jobs that you're targeting or that you're looking for. Have you guys watched Napoleon Dynamite? You know that movie? I think it's from the early 2000s. And I think Napoleon at one point says, "Girls like guys with skills, nunchuck skills." Do you remember that? Probably no one remembers that. But anyways, skills, that's what I was getting at. And then that's where my mind took me. Skills are so important. You need to be updating your skills section on your LinkedIn profile because that's the tool that recruiters use the absolute most when we're looking for candidates. Because don't forget, you don't just look for jobs. Recruiters can come and headhunt you as well. And the only way I'm going to find your profile is if you accurately update your skills section. So if you're in a technical role, I want to see listed every programming language you've used. If you're in a, more people-facing customer experience role, list all of the software you've used, list all of your soft skills, talk to me about your presentation skills. Literally, if it is a human skill, put it on there. There's no such thing as too many skills. Fill that sucker up. The next thing that I really want you to focus on is your job description section. So when you talk about your previous work experience, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. I'm a big believer in work smart, not hard. Copy and paste your resume. Why not just copy and paste the work experience from there onto your LinkedIn so you don't need to duplicate the work? That's a really great tip as well. And the last tip is one that shockingly a lot of people don't do, and I'm just surprised that people aren't doing this. turn your job notifications on. That is so simple. You just go to your profile, you click the little job notification section, and then LinkedIn emails you every single time there's a job that might fit your profile. Like, hello, please turn that on. And in addition to that, it's also super important that you turn on your open to work feature on LinkedIn. The good news is that at this stage, you've already updated your resume and your LinkedIn profile, so you're pretty much ready to go. Most networking, especially in hashtag global pandemic days, is all happening on LinkedIn. So what I want you to do is head to LinkedIn and do some research on people who are currently in the job that you want. So if you want to be a recruiter, go find recruiters. If you want to be an engineer, go find engineers and reach out to them on LinkedIn requesting career chats. Please, please, for the love of God, do not reach out and say, hey, yeah, I'd like to learn more about how to get a job at your company. I promise nobody is going to respond to you if they feel like you are just trying to get a referral or just trying to get your foot in the door. People want to feel like you're having a genuine relationship with them and that you're putting in effort to learn from them. So my advice is when you reach out to someone, try to come from a place of wanting to learn about their career versus wanting them to refer you to a position. So reach out with the short and sweet message, something simple that introduces who you are, what you do, and what you hope to learn. And typically that's good enough. So fire out a handful of those messages every week. Chances are you'll get a couple of people who decline you, but you'll get a fair bit of people who are open to having a conversation with you. And remember, the reason that these relationships are so important isn't because they're instantly going to get you a job. This is a lot more of a long-term play. The more that you're able to build out your network, the more likely it is you're going to be referred for positions in the future. And to be honest, if you stick to this long enough, there will be someone who is willing to refer you for a position, probably sooner rather than later. But don't go in this with the idea or with the expectation that things are going to happen for you really quickly because you're networking. This is definitely a long-term play. But you're going to set up time to have a career conversation with this person. And remember, the goal of this conversation is to learn about their career. How did they get in the position that they're in? What did they learn? What did they wish they knew before they started in this career? Really build a relationship with this person and understand their career experience. It's super helpful for you because it's going to really solidify whether or not you're interested in this career. And then, like I mentioned, eventually, this is definitely going to help you from a referrals perspective. So you'll have this lovely 30-minute conversation, and I know I'm plugging my podcast episodes so much in this, but this honestly is more of like a timeline episode. I kind of think of this as like a table of contents for all of my other episodes. But anyways, if you need some help actually having that conversation, I have a full episode on how to network. It's called Networking 101. I would definitely check that out. So go have your career chat. After your career chat, you're going to reach out to the person. You're going to send them an email. You're going to say thank you. I know, mind-blowing. You're going to reach out and say thank you and let them know that you would love to stay in touch and that you would love to stay in touch, especially if there are positions they think you might be a great fit for. So let them know that you are actively looking for a job. And if anything pops up they think you would be a great fit for, you know, please let me know. But you don't want it to kind of come across like you're begging for a job. You more so throw it into your thank you email. So I typically say something to the effect of, thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me. I loved learning a little bit about your career journey. As I mentioned, I'm really interested in moving my career in the direction of insert whatever the job is. I would love to stay in touch if you think there are any positions that open up at your company that might be a great fit. It's really as simple as that. You're kind of going to think I'm crazy for this piece of advice, but can you trust me? I would not lead you in the wrong direction. So remember, at this stage, all of your online profiles and your resume are perfect. They're stunning. You've been networking. You've been having career chats. What I'm going to tell you to do is, even if you don't have any interviews lined up, I want you practicing for interviews. How are you going to do that? How am I supposed to practice for an interview when I don't even know what job I'm going to be interviewing for? Hear me out. There are basically a standard set of questions you're going to be asked in almost every single interview. No matter what, you're going to be asked to introduce yourself. You're going to be asked why you want this job. You're probably going to be asked what your career ambitions are. You're going to be asked about your strengths, your weaknesses, all of the basics. Like, I would consider this the basics of recruitment. No matter what, at some point in the process, you're going to be asked that. So why not do yourself a favor and start practicing how you're going to answer those questions now instead of the night before the interview? This is a great way to get ahead, and it also frees up your time to prepare for more role-specific prep when you do get an interview. So while you're going through this job search, make sure you're breaking down maybe like one or two questions a week. It doesn't need to be anything crazy. The best way to practice for these interview questions, I mean, obviously I have a whole bunch of resources on my podcast, on YouTube that you can check out, but I would highly recommend videotaping yourself answering those questions. And I know it's so freaking awkward. It is the worst thing in the world. But if you actually videotape yourself, you're going to be able to see what your body language looks like. What does your energy look like? Do you look miserable? Do you look like the Energizer Bunny? Do you not blink when you're nervous? There are so many things you can pay attention to. And of course, you'll be able to pay attention to the quality of your answers. So watching that back can be such an amazing resource. I would highly recommend doing that. Of course, at a certain point, you are going to get a phone call that you have an interview for a specific company. At that stage, you already have the foundations mastered. You already know what your about me question is going to look like. You already know what your strengths and weaknesses are. That is amazing. At this stage, when you have a specific interview for a company, it's time for you to research for that role. So I want you to look into that company. What do they do? What are their values? Read that job description in depth and make sure you're able to speak to a lot of the core skills that they're looking for. So it's really important that you prepare for that specific interview for that specific company in addition to those basics. Do not trust yourself to wing it. I am literally a recruiter, and even I don't wing it when I go into interviews. And of course, after every single interview, you're going to send a nice little thank you note. You already know this, though. You've been here for a while. I'm not too concerned. But it's super important that you're able to give a little thank you. It just shows your gratitude. And I know what you're probably thinking. You're probably thinking that this is a whole lot of work for every single job. And it is. I'm not going to lie to you. It is a lot of work to be looking for a job. Looking for a job is kind of a full-time job. I'm not even going to lie. But if you don't put in the same amount of effort and really strategically interview and strategically prepare and network, you're not going to get the same results. It really helps you stand out from a crowd when you put in this degree of effort, particularly with your networking and your interview prep. So I would highly recommend pushing through, even though it is a fair bit of work. So recap, this is your action plan. First things first, you're going to figure out exactly what kinds of jobs you want. Second thing you're going to do is make sure that your resume is in tip-top shape. Reminder that you can check out my episode, What's Wrong with My Resume, for more details on this. Tip three, you're going to customize your resume for the specific jobs that you want based on the job description. From there, you're going to update the heck out of your LinkedIn profile. And then number five, you're going to continue networking. So you're going to build really deep relationships that are long-term and that are continuous. From there, and while this is happening, actually, you're going to be preparing for your interviews. So remembering to practice those basic interview questions. And when you do get those final round interviews or even those second round interviews, you want to prepare specifically for that company. So looking at what that company is looking for, what their values are, and what their job description looks like. And finally, we're going to send thank you notes after every single interview, and then you're going to rinse and repeat. I know this was a lot of information, but I have so many resources that go way more in depth about all of these. I just thought it would be really helpful to have everything all in one place so you knew exactly what to do. And I'm going to be linking all of my podcast episodes in order in the description. So you can literally go in, click, listen, prepare, and then move on to the next step. So we're really going to make this a step-by-step guide. I hope that this was helpful. I know it was so much info, and job searching is terrifying. It is scary, but I believe in you. I got you. You got me. We got each other. That was a Real Housewives reference. If you got that, I'm very, very impressed. But thank you guys so, so much for hanging out with me. I love you to the moon and back, and I'll talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.